So it's 3:30 in the morning. I'm at Carpenter Rocks in southeast South Australia, and I was going to head out crayfishing with a couple of guys here, but we've just had a bit of a chat that concerns me. The skipper says it's going to be rough, very rough. Guaranteed spewing, apparently. Obviously, the smart choice would be just to go back to bed. But sometimes a girl's just got to prove she can handle it and put a couple of pretty cocky blokes in their place.
All right, well, we're going to get going.
Righto.
Well, no, one thing, Joe. You don't need a stereo for entertainment for that.
My old man's fished out of here for 50-odd years. Father before him was a fisherman, and now's my turn. I wanted to be a truck driver, but I'll end up on the ocean. Boat's called Southern Aura. Southern for South Australia, and Aura is something to do with our family history thing that Mum's into.
Crayfishing is all about family. Unless your grandparents and parents were already in the game, it's pretty unlikely you'll get a boat in.
Yeah, there's only a certain amount of licences. If someone wants to go in and buy a licence, they've got to wait for someone to sell up. It's mainly the ones that are here now have been here forever, type thing.
If I wanted to join this industry, what does it take?
You're looking at about probably $4 million just for the licence, over $50,000 a pot. It takes a fair bit of pulling pots to get the money out of it.
Do you have anyone interested in taking this over one day?
I've got a son and a daughter. Yeah, they don't know what the hell they want to do. My son, I want him to go to school and get a good education and maybe get a trade and something else, so when winter time comes around, he's not sitting on his bum.
Yes, it's a tough working year for these guys. The season started on October 1, and although it officially runs through to May, last year they caught their quota by February. That leaves, 7 months of holidays to fill. But it isn't always so lucrative.
A few years back when there wasn't many crays around, they weren't crawling, and yeah, it cost you money to go to work. Yeah, you get lots of bad days, bad weather, bad crays, octopus kill them all, so.
Seals cause a bit of trouble as well?
Yeah, the seals get in there and rip the bait containers out, so when there's no bait in the pot, the crayfish won't go there. So yeah, they do a bit of damage.
Jamie barely takes his eyes off a GPS screen. He's steering and he wants his pots right on the edge of the ledges.
Yeah.
It's the deckie's job to bring them in, hopefully empty a few crays out, rebait, then drop them back in exactly the right place, all in a matter of seconds.
I'm Corey Gordon, deckhand. Oh, I've been fishing for 18 years now.
To be honest with you, I'm not being sexist or anything, it's the bloke's world, mate, you know.
Yeah, that's what I love about it. Lifestyle as well, you know, so.
If it's too hot out there, I'll tell the boss to pull over, I'll just jump over for a swim.
Hey, better than being a farmer. No water out there.
So one of Corey's rules is that the newbie on the boat has to bring in the last two pots or swim back. It does mean I'll have to ply my hands from this bar, but surely I've got my sea legs by now.
Just rocking.
So how dangerous does it get?
The sea makes up its own mind. Never underestimate it, mate. Never.
Well, the inexperienced ones are the ones that cover it, you know. But in saying that, 12 months ago, a good fisherman got taken, so it's just one of those things sometimes.
Speaking of safety, you don't have a life jacket on. You don't have any form of harness or anything. Are you just stupid?
Not possibly, I suppose. Nah, today was a good day.
So there's worse days and you still don't wear a life jacket?
No.
In agriculture in general, there's such a rejection of safety, and it does have the worst statistics. Do you think if you look around other people, there's a bit of a macho culture?
Nah, it's not that at all. It's just, I don't know, I've never really worn one, you know?
What's the most interesting thing you've brought up in a pot?
Potty calf.
Excuse me?
Well, you asked a question, man.
I don't know if I quite held it together enough to earn that respect I was after, but I did not spew. And we brought back 80 kilograms of cray to shore. At about $80 a kilo, that's not a bad day's work. And it's not even 11 o'clock.